Previously on Housebrew Heroes.
Do we want to explore it all, or do you just want to go into the bar?
Let's go into the bar.
I think we should go into the bar.
Hey,
let's go straight into that bar.
I would love a Grincher Ale.
One Saturella, please.
Popping out of the copper tube is a dead halfling.
What do I roll for throwing up?
I'm so glad we didn't
make
get a drink
constitution
yet.
Check for me.
Oh.
Constitution? 18 plus 2, so I don't vomit.
Did you want to vomit?
I wanted to vomit, but
so
I'm like...
So you vomit so well.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, man. There's some soup that I had earlier. It was lentil soup. It was like a lentil soup. This was equivalent. I ate it earlier. There were lots of carrots in it, so it's just like this grain vomit with like orange flecks of like unchewed carrots, like fully full carrots.
And make a base dexterity check for me.
Cool. Did I just butt myself up? Oh god, 20 plus.
You cover all of the walls, and everybody standing in radius. In your own vomit?
It is like forceful Goku level vomit.
And if you remember earlier, the room is only 12 by 12.
Oh, Jesus.
You
cover
the entire room in your lentil soup vomit.
How did I do this? I didn't even eat that much lentil soup. It was a very small bowl.
That was your first nat 20 of the series,
by the way. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
For a
projectile vomit roll around the whole tap room. And your vomit also covers the dead male halfling.
Oh, this is grosser.
CSI's
going
to be bad.
We came in here to help.
Oh, man. Hey, dead bodies do not... I can't deal with dead bodies.
How does
I'll leave it at that.
Have pressed.
All right. Well, Grimma dude. Grimbly. What's his name?
Gimmer. His name is Gimmer. He just told you.
It's Gimmer.
Yeah, I know, but you also just puked everywhere, so... Anyway, Gimmer, we found the cause of your clock.
Gimmer stares in horror as he recognizes this halfling male who's fallen out of the tube.
Oh, Gimmer.
Fildo?
Oh.
Fildo! Fildo! What? Wake up, Fildo! I mean, I'd recognize him under vomit any day. Fildo's what we refer to as the town drunk.
Probably seems pretty happy.
Oh, no.
I don't know how he got himself in that tube, though. Fildo!
He walks over, he wipes the vomit off of his eyes, and then he closes them.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
Oh.
This is sad.
Oh.
I feel really bad about...
Well, could anyone use a drink right now?
Nope.
Do you need to talk to the authorities?
I guess I should probably let Hammerstone know.
I thought Hammerstone was the order. And then there's one dude named Hammerstone?
Well, yes, that would be Derek Hammerstone.
Yeah, that's...
He runs this place.
Derek Hammerstone.
Derek Hammerstone is a descendant.
Ugh.
Oh,
he is a descendant of Hobbit Hammerstone.
If that makes
the
sense.
The great Hobbit Hammerstone.
Yeah, let's
see. Do you believe in this stuff? Do you believe in this?
Do you believe that you need to breathe air to live?
I believe that Baruta created this world in 12 days.
That is just not true, my friend.
And rested
that
on the Saturday.
Okay, Gimmert.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, thank you for having us. I'm sorry about the vomit.
If you meet me back around, I'll take care of what was his name? Fido?
Fildo.
Oh, Fildo.
Let's not touch anything else in here until somebody can come look at it.
Tell you what, you guys go up to your room and towel off.
Yeah.
I'll fix this and clean up in here, and then I'll get you a nice drink for helping me out. It's on me.
Oh, thank you.
Gilmert.
Gibbert? Gimmert?
You're Gimmert.
Gimmert.
Gilmert.
Gimmert.
Gimmert.
It's Gimmert.
Do you forget your own name?
Gimmert.
He's in distress.
Are you drunk?
Oh, man. man. He took on his friend's problem.
We should go.
He's got the seven-legged squirrel bay.
This is a private process.
Yeah, I'm gonna... No more vomit.
All right, you guys leave the vomit room. and as you walk back into the main room of the Plum, you are greeted by a very dark-haired, burly-looking dwarven man.
Hi, my name's Derek. I'm the caretaker here at the Plum.
Derek Hammerstone.
Derek Hammerstone, that's correct.
Hey, Derek. I am sorry in advance.
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that. What you got? You got some bad news for Derek Hammerstone?
Threw a ball over the place, Derek Hammerstone.
Oh, also there is that dead guy.
Oh, yeah, there's a dead guy in there.
Hold up. Dead guy.
Yeah, in the play, yeah.
All right, you three strangers in my place of business and leisure.
I'm just trying to get a Gringer Ale. This is taking entirely too long. I put the order in how many minutes ago? It was so many minutes ago.
Robin, there was a corpse in the way of the ginger ale.
Yes, and I got very sick.
Now I need someone to tell me more about this corpse.
He was stuck in a pipe blocking up the Gringer Ale.
Pipe in the tap room?
Gamer, yes, said his name was
and
Fildo.
No one could get any Gringer Ale.
Fildo was dead in a pipe.
Fildo?
Yeah.
Yes, and now Garrett is the town drunk. I don't know. There's some problem going around.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. No. Was he standing near Fildo when he died?
Yes.
Alcoholism contagious?
If you die near the alcoholic, I sure hope none of you have a relative that died from alcoholism.
No, my grandma died of the seven-legged scooter bed.
No one has actually died of alcoholism. We are completely
alcoholism
safe.
Is not a real thing.
You're right.
Gringer ale, right?
Yes, a
sarsaparilla.
Yes. Please, yes. If you have a pouch of it, that would be great.
No, a sagarilla.
A sagarilla.
Sagarilla. What's a sarsaparilla?
We only serve We only serve sagarellas on Saturday brunch.
Yeah, that's
Saturday brunch is very big around here.
Why do people restrict it? It's like when they stop serving eggs after 12.
It's like, you know, to get people in.
Do you understand the margin that people make on eggs? But if you'd like to wait in your room, I'm sure we can get the taps functional again within the hour.
Let's wait in the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We go up to the room.
Okay. You go into your room. It's the first door on the left, and you enter, and you see two bed bunks on either side of the room, and and a chest on the opposite side of the room, and a small window.
These bed bunks are so nice.
Is it like a chest to put our clothes in, or is it like a secret chest?
It is presumably a chest for you to keep your own belongings.
Oof.
Is there a bathroom in there?
Yeah,
bathroom's down the hall.
Shoddy first shower.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
We're just quickly going to...
We've got four showers.
Yay!
All at the same time. They're not in the same room. All individual showers.
They're like stalls.
They're own stalls. It's like a dorm room here, or a hostel.
That makes sense. Cool. It's like a...
Thanks for describing where we are.
You're welcome. That's kind of my job.
We're gonna de-vomit ourselves.
Yeah.
Team de-vomit. Same.
You guys look so much better now that you have cleaned yourselves up.
Thanks, Derek.
And hey, look, we are taps working.
Yay.
Here's a Gringer Ale. You and I talked to Gimlet over there.
Gimmer. You forgot your friend's name.
You were talking to a drink.
No, hold up. He's not my friend. He's my employee.
Oh, true.
That's a way to think about that.
I talked to Gimmer over there, and I had him make you a little sagarella, even though it's not Saturday brunch.
Oh, man. Thanks, Derek. There's no dead people in it?
Nope.
I spit out my Gringer Ale.
You're only drinking that under supervision.
Okay.
Well, shouldn't you guys be on your way to the lab?
Oh, right. To meet
Shale, you. Came here for you, sir.
Shale told me that I should be expecting three adventurers.
Yeah, that's us. It was, you know, the,
adventurers, that's
cool. The corpse kind of got in the way.
Of the Gringer. Yeah.
Of the Gringer, that's fair. We did need drinks. Do you know where where is the lab?
Well, the lab's just southeast of here.
Guys, if you want to go to the lab, I'm cool.
Yeah, so go to the lab.
I want to meet some beasts.
I do not want to meet some beasts.
Going to meet some beasts.
What if there's a seven-legged scooter bay in there?
I don't think, I actually know for a fact that Professor Shale doesn't, keep, dangerous beasts like that. And Robin, if you are uncomfortable, you can always wait outside.
I'm not waiting outside.
I was trying to be polite, but if you want to take
you
it...
You just got mommed.
Did I just get mommed?
You're so lucky.
Did you just mom me?
I didn't mom you. I'm just trying to walk around and not... You know what? I'm just gonna... And I just start walking.
Hey, can I give you a high five?
Sure thing. Make a dexterity check.
8 plus 4.
18 plus 2.
They just...
Wow, I missed it.
Let's not tempt the fates.
But I felt it. Oh, that felt good.
In your soul.
All right, well, have fun.
Time to meet some beasts.
Time to meet some beasts and maybe beat them up.
As you walk out the door, you see that he was about to say something else. But you walked out the door.
We're back.
You guys, come on.
Wait, he pops at the door and says, I completely forgot to mention. He hands you a piece of paper.
Me?
He holds it out to the group.
Oh. Okay.
Here, I forgot to mention.
You take a look at the piece of paper, and it reads, Missing Professor Shale. Since Saturday, on the final winter week. The portrait, though a bit cartoonish in quality, depicts a human man with gray hair, caramel-colored skin, and very severe eyebrows that resemble two obtuse triangles.
That guy needs a trick.
Is he inside? Did he go back inside?
He's standing out with his arms still extended, even though you took the piece of paper.
Hey,
gently placed his hand down.
Oh. This would have been like the thing you told us before telling us to go to the lab.
I was a little frazzled by a dead body in the tap room.
Shale is missing?
Apparently.
Yeah, and we also have another good authority that your abbot is missing.
Yeah, but he's probably just done another one of his extravagant
escapades
to Matsuri City.
You're right. You know what? The world is nothing but coincidence.
Are you saying that they might be related?
I would like to go to the lab and see who, if anyone, is in there.
You approach the lab. The lab is a low brick-and-mortar building, outfitted with multiple skylights and a scattering of small windows. The iron door to the lab seems to be locked, and not a single gas lamp inside is lit. A small frayed square on a wall catches your eye. It's another one of the soggy posters, with the same hand-drawn portrait and careful lettering.
Looks like we gotta break into this place.
You wanna break into the lab?
It's locked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I can just pick it. I can just lockpick it. I'm making more work than I need to.
Breaking in?
Yeah, but I wanted to, like, break some glass or something. I wanted to, like, break something to get in.
You're very destructive.
Yeah, I am very destructive. I haven't had a consistent role model in my life for many years.
Oh.
You would have these problems, too.
Yeah, well, I sort of do.
Hey.
But, you know,
he
I just want people to like me.
Is there anybody on the street?
Nobody liked me in my old town.
Yeah, me neither.
Robin?
I don't want it.
Do you want to meet Dildur?
Yeah.
Alright, I just hold out my hand, and he pops up and just does a little spin. And then he sits back down, and I just put him back in my pocket.
Adorable.
That's Dildur!
Fantasy art creators would love to see that. Send it over to HouseBrewHeroes.com.
If there's still nobody on the street, I'm going to look back and forth again. Yeah, Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah, pick this lock.
Alrighty. Can you say please?
No.
No. Can you say please?
No.
Yes, Robin.
I'll take that no as a please.
So do you go to pick the lock?
Yeah, I pick the lock.
Okay. Are you guys standing next to him?
I'm keeping an eye out still on the street. That's why I looked twice.
Cool. Would you say that you're standing close to him, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You two, you are also standing close to
pretty
him?
Pretty close.
Cool. Everybody make a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh.
20.
You rolled a nat 20.
This is the wrong.
I got a 10 total. What'd you do? Is he, oh, he's here.
Oh, right here.
20 plus 2. So 22.
9 plus 3.
As your lockpick is about to touch the door, a wave of thunderous force shoots out from you, which is what caused all of you to make a constitution saving throw, of which Robin Moonwhisper is the only one.
We are blown to dust.
Both of you...
oh, man. Dead.
Oh, this is the D&D I remember.
Oh, boy. The two of you take 13 damage.
Jesus!
What the fuck?
You each get blown 10 feet away from the door. Robin Moonwhisper, you keep your footing, and with that natural 20, you realize this door is magically sealed.
I think I'm dead.
And that your lockpick will have no effect.
Can't get in, guys. Whoa, oh my god. Are you guys okay? Are you guys good?
Not great.
Is anybody bleeding?
He is.
Pretty beat up right now.
Oh no.
Wish that didn't happen.
Oh god. Well, I can't do any magic. This is magically sealed, so
I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I hated that.
Sit up and go, I know detect magic. I'm not sure why I forgot to use it.
Can you magic users use
you
your
do
magic?
Have detect magic, don't you?
Yeah.
You also have a lot of ranger skills, don't you?
At the moment, yeah.
So what are you guys gonna do?
Well,
y'all got a magic. You got to magic the door. You have to wizard the door.
No, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think attacking the door is a good idea at all.
No, not attack the door. Magic it.
What if we just knock? Did it happen when you like tried to do something wrong?
What's wrong with it?
You were breaking in.
I was breaking out of good. I was doing a good thing, and you guys wanted me to do it.
To be fair, I did tell
you.
Did
we try just knocking?
No, we did not try just knocking.
I'm going to walk back.
Nominate you to knock it.
I'm going to walk back to the door. I'm going to be very polite to the door, and we'll see how this magical door opens.
I'm going
to
take 2 steps back.
Same.
I walk up to this magical door. I say, hello, door. How are you doing? I turn back to Sarah and Slag. I go, I shrug.
I'm gonna make a knock motion. We're making knock motions with our hands.
I also make another mocking knock motion.
Actually do it.
Knock on the door.
With your hands.
I drag my legs.
You can do a backflip into it if you want.
No, that's be like attacking the door. Knock on the door politely.
I smirk. This is not the time for a backflip. I heard that. I'm not learning. I chose not to do it. I chose not to. I heard you say that, Sarah. Under your breath. That's why you're bleeding.
He's bleeding.
Ugh. Okay. Hello, door. How are you doing? I know people don't really talk to you very often. I'm gonna knock on you if it's okay for me to knock.
Can you make a persuasion check for me?
9 plus 5.
14?
Yeah.
The door doesn't respond because it's a door.
Well, I tried to talk to this door and it didn't work, guys. I'm out of ideas. I throw my hands up and throw my cape up as well, frustratedly.
Can we see in the windows?
Yeah. Can we do like a perception check?
Sure.
Just to like see what's going on.
Like, I don't want to touch the...
With that 3...
I keep my head turned in the opposite direction because I'm pissed, so I won't go.
I rolled a 19.
I got an 8.
So, Serenel, with your 19, you notice that around the back of the lab, there are small humanoid footprints that are clawed, and they lead off into the undergrowth of the feral woods.
I'm gonna call the other two and be like, hey, these look like tracks.
And Serenel, you do recognize these as...
They're goblin tracks.
Oh, goblin tracks.
Just to make a little sense of what's going on, Leah plays a ranger. She has favorite enemies that she really enjoys hunting or is really good at hunting.
So I know that they are... Oh, awesome. Okay, that gives me... Because they're goblins, I have advantage on a lot of stuff against them. Like, it's easier for me to trap them. Well, it kind of looks like goblins took my dude...
I hate goblins.
I really need to go get him, and it would be nice for some help.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
I just wanna...
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
But, hey. This sounds like something we should figure out after a nap.
Hey, I'm down for a nap. You don't gotta tell me twice to take a nap. I'll take a nap anytime.
The three of you return to the slum.
For nap time.
For a nap.
Nap is gonna be dope.
Yeah, top bunk.
Hey, welcome back, you three. Shouldn't you be out there looking for Professor Shale? In case you forgot, my name's Derek Hammerstone, and I'm the owner of this joint.
This fucking
Derek, listen, don't judge us. First of all,
yeah,
that's first of all. Second
Derek,
of all,
you guys don't look so good. Looks like you got hit by a little. Oh no, you guys didn't try to break into Shale's lab, did you?
We sort of. We're at a party. We sort of were at a party.
Breaking in is strong words. We were just looking for clues.
I sure hope Professor Shale's okay. I worry about that guy. Seems like time's running out.
This
Wednesday night is almost over.
Listen, we're worried too, which is why we have to like be at full peaks. We'll get him. Jesus, Derek.
Derek, I'm super sorry.
Good night, Derek.
Facility.
Is there anything I could do to help you guys out?
Rub my feet.
That's Gimmert's job, but you know what? If you go in the back, I'm sure he might give you a foot rub, but I don't know if you're gonna like it.
Let's just take our nap.
Fine, I'm just gonna take a nap.
Okay.
Good night, sweet dreams.
Toodaloo.
Did you want to ask her something?
I just wanted to make sure we got the. I just wanted to make sure that we got the Sagarilla and the Gringerails for when we wake up.
I'll have them waiting by your bedsides. Do you like it iced or hot?
Iced.
Definitely iced.
Anything for you, ma'am?
Yeah, I'll also have a Gringer Ale, probably.
All right, you have beautiful children.
Yeah, okay.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
I kiss her on the cheek.
No.
High five, sons!
Make a dexterity check for me?
Yeah, it's going to be low, because I'm pissed.
8, 5...
Oh, he's got...
What's your dexterity modifier?
2. So I got a 10.
6 plus 5, 11. It's 11.
Oh, it's successful. It's not your best, but it passes.
It doesn't need to be perfect.
That's the last time you get to lean into that bit.
Oh, challenge.
So you go up to your room. You walk inside and see all 4 bed bunks on each wall. Not bunk beds.
I also heard bed bunks. Sorry.
Oh, wait. I said bed bunks again, didn't I?
It's called a bed
bunk. Was that an accident?
I honestly thought I was trying to make myself say the real one, which is bunk beds. No. You see bunk beds.
Bed bunks is what they are.
That's canon. But I genuinely thought you said bed bugs, and I thought there were 4
no.
giant bed bugs. In this room.
All right, we're going to slip into an alternate universe.
Oh, no.
You walk into your... No, we're not actually going to do that.
Bed bugs. Some people from Matsuri City say bed bunks. Some people from outside of it say bunk beds. It's like aunt or aunt. Motherfuckers got different languages.
That's...
So you walk in, your bunk beds or bed bunks. Watch that. That's okay. I want to nip it early before it keeps happening. Everyone get it out of your system. Coffee cups on the table. Go ahead. Put them on. Down. Bang them around.
Is that what that's...
It's only going to happen now.
I just wanted to talk to you. We're good now.
I'm going
to
keep my shit on the floor.
We only do that once. We bang our coffee cups and we say Saturday. And we get back to work.
Okay. These are the
wheels. All right. You're in your beds. At this point, I'd say it's probably about 3 p.m. on a Sagar... it's a Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the moon is high in the sky. The moons are high in the sky.
Both of them?
Hey, guys.
Both moons are in the sky.
As I was working on this story, it's like a fiction sort of thing.
Go on.
What if there was a world, right? And it only had one moon?
Well, how would they dance?
Whenever like music came on, it wouldn't be inspired by like any of the moons or
no, but
like
the
that.
Two moons, how they dance.
How the moons dance?
Are you guys laying in your beds right now with your covers night. Pulled up around your chins, talking to each other as you're about to
go down for a short
rest?
We share in bed. But we're like, who's on top?
I'm on top.
All right, yeah. So I'm on the bottom. I'm not very happy about it. But, you know, we're having a conversation. So I'm looking up.
And I'm just also looking up knowing.
I'm wearing my full clothes. I did not take them off. I do not have any other thing to wear.
Right. I mean, I don't want to lose them.
I prefer to wear clothes.
Yeah.
You seem very comfortable with your body.
Thank you. I agree with myself.
You hear a knock on your door.
Hi, can I come in?
Who is it?
Well, her name generator. Or fuck,
Fregory.
My name's Fregory Bolson.
I'm not gonna let no guy named Fregory Bolson into my room.
Come in.
Get the heck. Okay.
Okay.
Did you invite him?
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Oh no, that's.
I'm Fregory Bolson. Hi, thanks for letting me in.
What are your intentions with Sarah?
What do you want?
This is our mom. Okay.
Well, I'm sleeping on that fourth bunk. So what brings you guys to Mallet Town?
No, Gregory, I don't think we can do this right now.
But you said I could come in.
We're just visiting relatives, Gregory.
Oh, cool. It's a small town. I might know him.
Nope.
You know anything about Professor Shale?
I know he's missing. I came here to be a Beastmaster, but they told me that I have to stay put until he gets back. But he's been gone for... maybe 2 days now.
Have you ever met him before?
No, but I can't wait.
So what do you...
He's like the best Beastmaster there's ever been. He's caught so many beasts.
How many?
You guys sure look tired.
Yeah.
Have we not napped yet?
Anyway, I hope someone finds Professor Shale soon so I can become a Beastmaster.
All right, we're working on it.
He scrambles up to the top bunk on the other side of the room from you.
Good.
Do you all go to sleep?
Yeah, nighttime. Yeah.
Will you all roll just a perception check for me, please?
Fucking kid can turn some sort of monster.
20.
Is that a nat 20?
Yup.
Oh shit, dog.
Jesus fucking Christ.
14.
With your 20, you wake up
25,
and you see Fregory. He's starting to go through your stuff.
Whoa!
This.
I go over and I pick him up and I hang him upside down again.
Make a strength check.
Like I did before.
Oh god, I'm gonna punch him in the stomach.
Did we hear this?
18 plus 3.
Oh god, I.
So you all wake up. Slag Skulltaker grabs Fregory by the legs and holds him up in the air.